For years, I've been totally clear about the difference between jealousy and envy. And I've watched other people, in my mind, not being clear. And I've often sort of torn my hair out, saying to myself, ah, look, she means envy or she means jealousy, when she's, even though she said the opposite or the other one. So I've had complete confidence about my own ability to use jealousy and envy as distinct words meaning different things in, and appropriate for different circumstances. And I thought it was all sorted out until a few minutes ago. And it then I listened to a communication from Nick Holloway Vox about the difference between envy and jealousy. And he asked me, you know, what I meant about the difference between jealousy and envy. And that he had gone off to seek guidance from the internet, and I then decided, well, I better look up on the internet to see what the difference is out there. And what I've discovered is that my particular difference between jealousy and envy is almost certainly idiosyncratic and is not widely understood or used. That doesn't make it invalid, but it does make me a bit more humble about the issue than I was before. In essence, what I have been carrying inside me as the difference between jealousy and envy would best be illustrated by this. My good friend Roger Overall, let us imagine, has just decided he's going to treat himself to a holiday on Ayers Rock, and he's going to bring his wife and his daughter, and he's going to go off to Ayers Rock for 6 weeks, and he's going to shoot the most comprehensive collection of photographs of Ayers Rock, you know, 24 hours in a day over that period of time. He's going to do all sorts of other wonderful things in Australia. He's going to meet, you know, Leslie Dwyer in Western Australia. He's going to meet Jeff Bullis in another place. He's going to, you know, go, I nearly said farming on those rocks that are out in the sea, those living things that grow in the ocean and that you're not allowed to stand on in case you damage them, whatever the hell you call those things. Forgive me, now I'm talking without being able to stop and think, so I'm going to carry on. But basically, Roger Overall decides he's going to have a wonderful time. He goes off, and I can say to Roger, absolutely, without any problem, and Roger's a wonderful, wonderful friend, say, Roger, I'm just so bloody jealous. I am so jealous of you going off there. And I feel good about saying that. I mean, it isn't like I'm not stiff poker up my arse saying, well, that'll be quite nice for you, Roger. No, I have desire to go to Australia. Or else, I'll give you another one. Somebody I know is absolutely madly and utterly in love for the first time with the most in the most meaningful situation they have ever felt in their life. Their whole world is upside down and they are experiencing all the joys of puppy love in its total intensity, and I can say, God, I'm bloody jealous of Justin, for sake of argument. I'm jealous of him. No, it's admiration. It's complete. It's joy in my mind, it's joy for their good fortune, but it is the fact that I say, oh God, I wish I could have that too, right? And it's genuine, like I'm jealous of people who went to SubCon over the last few years, last year, the year before. You know, I would love to have been there, I'd love to have been in the room with Liz Strauss and with, you know, oh, Terry Starbucker, I'd love to have been in the room with all sorts of people in all sorts of situations, right? So I'm jealous, no problem, right? It's nothing but a good emotion as far as I'm concerned, right? Turn the other cheek then, and we look at envy. Now, to me, envy is pure and utter destruction. You have something good, I envy you for having it, meaning that I would like to destroy the pleasure you're getting from that good thing you have, even at the expense of, you know, destroying it, and even though it is unlikely to lead to me getting it myself. So, for example, it's not simply a matter of I'll steal it from you and take it, and that's envious attack. An envious attack is a destructive attack. Now, It seems to me to be awfully simple that there's a massive difference between these two things. So when I said publicly in relation to Nick Holloway Vox and TurboStream that I was jealous of the meeting, I meant it in the first sense, and that I was not envious. In other words, I did not want them not to meet. I'm thrilled that they met, genuinely thrilled, but I certainly want them to draw every piece of goodness out of their face-to-face meeting that they have drawn. I want them to have that and to cherish it and hold it and to share it and to gain all the benefits out of that they can possibly do. Excuse me, I'll have a quick drop of boiled water. Can you believe it? I'm in a four-star hotel, a tip-top four-star hotel in Cork, and they do not have a single packet of fruit tea that I can bear to open. They have the crummiest, lousiest selection of fruit tea of any hotel I've ever been in, except for the hotel that had absolutely no choice whatsoever. Anyway, that's beside the point. I'm just having a little rant. I'm not, you know, it would not make it really a lot of sense to say I'm envious of this hotel's fruit tea collection. I want to destroy it. No, but to go back to the key point is, now, I am out of sync because, you see, I have here examples given to me on the internet. The first one is problematic, I think. She was envious of her friend who vacationed in exotic places and posted her pictures on Facebook. See, I think it's misleading because envy is not a desire to possess what someone else has. Now, I am going into battle against this website then, /envy_jealousy. No, look, I'm obviously out on a limb here. My only explanation for being so out on a limb is that I believe that for donkeys years ago when I read Melanie Klein, and Melanie Klein uses the word envious attacks to describe some things that infants do at, you know, the preconscious level. So that's it. That Nick and anybody else who's interested is the the elaboration of my distinction between jealousy and envy, and it's the beginning of a much more humble Paul in relation to other people using the words interchangeably. Because, for example, where it says here, jealousy is the fear that what you possess will be taken from you. To me, I would never, ever use the word jealous to describe it. I mean, I'm afraid that the Irish banks will take away my last shred of disposable income. I'm not jealous of Irish banks. Jane's harmless flirting with the valet was enough to throw her boyfriend into a fit of jealous rage. Well, I would call it envious rage. I wouldn't even call it that. Into a fit of rage, feck it. It's an obvious one. So you have superfluous words used in communications. You know, it's quite obvious that, you know, he threw her into a fit of rage. Why would we call it jealous as opposed to envious? We don't need any adjective in there. Adjectives are superfluous, but there is a real role for being, you know, I am envious of, I am jealous of. Anyway, look. In a state of, I don't feel any more confused. I intend to continue using the distinction that I have, which is simple, easy to remember. And it hasn't really caused me any major problems in life, but I will be less irritated when I come across other people using the words in ways that used to seem to me to be confused. Bye.